Hey, everybody. It is September the 2nd. It is 9:05-ish. You are listening to WVEW LP 107.7 FM, Brattleboro Community Radio. You're listening to This Show Is So Gay. I'm Ken.
And I'm Becca.
Where were you last week? I missed you terribly.
I'm educating myself. I ran off to school in the woods.
Yourself. That is fantastic. Hey, where do we live?
Last time I checked, Brattleboro, Vermont.
And what's going on in Vermont?
Oh, those gays, they can get married now here.
Those gays can get married in Vermont. So huge, huge news out of Vermont. The same-sex marriages started in Vermont just yesterday. It was a great article, the AP article, started out. After 17 years together, Bill Slimback and Bob Sullivan couldn't wait another minute to get married, so they didn't. With Vermont's new law allowing same-sex marriage, only a minute old, they tied the knot in a midnight ceremony at a rustic Vermont lodge, becoming one of the first couples to legally wed under a law that took effect at midnight on September 1st. Very, very cool.
Very cool.
Do you feel pride in it? I mean, we live in this state. We live in the state that you can do this.
Yeah, and I even went to the protests up at the Capitol and
That's all that stuff. So you're feeling pretty connected.
I'm feeling pretty connected to it.
Well, if you want to celebrate, you know what you should eat?
What should I eat?
Ben and Jerry's. Did you see the Ben and Jerry's
story?
So Ben and Jerry's changed the names of one of their flavors, Chubby Hubby, which is one of my favorite flavors, although I've not
You
had
never
it.
Eat ice cream, please.
I eat ice cream. I totally eat ice cream.
Okay.
I ate ice cream the other day.
Nice.
Chubby Hubby, which is those little pretzels that are filled with the peanut butter. Have you had this flavor? It's so
I have not.
Good. They changed the name to Hubby Hubby.
That's pretty cute.
It's really cute, and it's such a bold, bold statement. So we applaud Ben.
Except people will think it's just a typo.
They won't. Because on the little... And we applaud Jerry. I shouldn't just give a shout-out to Ben. Jerry, I'm
yeah,
sure
that's just rude.
On the container, there's... a same-sex couple, little cartoon people at the top of a Chubby Hubby cake a Hubby Hubby cake of some sort. So no, this is not a typo. People will not misconstrue this for a typo. It's a big deal. It's a big deal.
Well, I think I just found my excuse for retrieving myself a pint of ice cream when we leave here.
I'm so excited.
Gotta support the cause.
We are officially declaring that Hubby Hubby is the official ice cream of This Show Is So Gay.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
And then the poll this week that was out there, there's not so many polls anymore. Not a lot of folks are doing the polls on the site. So this was the only one that I really saw. And this was the question. It's fairly presumptuous. Rebecca.
Yes. Why do I feel like I'm your puppet today?
Where will you get married? Here are your choices.
I have a handful of choices. Yeah. Okay.
Vermont, Iowa, Massachusetts, in my state when it's legal, or I'm not interested in marriage. Ooh.
That's just lame. I don't like your poll.
It's not my poll. I didn't write the darn poll. You just got to answer the poll. It's the gay poll.
I hate your poll.
Answer the question.
Well, how am I supposed to answer that?
Vermont, with one of the answers that I provided.
How about does not apply?
No, it does apply. Vermont, Iowa, Massachusetts, in my state when it's legal, or I'm not interested in marriage.
That's a horrible alternative answer.
I think you're tempted to say I'm not interested in marriage.
Well, of those options, yeah.
Well.
But it's not that I'm not interested in marriage. It's just like, I'm not even dating anybody. How could I possibly know where she would want to get married?
I think the poll actually...
you know? I mean...
I think the poll promises, though...
Let's be real here.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm going to be the one making the decision. I roll over on stuff like that. So...
On where you're going to get married?
Yeah, I'd probably just shrug and be like, okay, yes, dear.
Please don't shrug during the I do's. I could see you saying, do you take her to take her away? All right, yeah, sure.
Why not?
Okay, fine.
But so your option is you have to already know what state it is, or you're not interested in marriage at all.
I think the poll promises...
I don't like those options.
The poll promises that if you answer, they will find you someone.
Oh, great.
So you're going with...
Compatible partners.
I love that website.
That's a terrible name.
Somebody call 911. Shawty fire burning on the dance floor. Whoa. What's up, Quan?
Let's go, hey! Shawty got that super thing, hotter than the sun in the south of Spain. Got me soon as I walk through the door. My pockets started tickling, the way she drop it low, that thing got me wanna spend my money on her. She get it poppin' like it, dropping that birthday cake. Got a candle, need to blow that crazy flame. I take my red, black card and my jewelry. Shawty is cool like the fire. Like fire, somebody call 911. Shawty, fire burning on the dance floor. Whoa, I gotta cool her down. She won't bring the room to ground on the dance floor. Whoa, she's fire burning, fire burning on the dance floor. That little shawty is fire burning on the dance floor. She's fire burning, fire burning on the dance floor. That little shawty is fire burning. The order is one in every 100 years, but ain't no doubt I'm taking it home. Oh, I'm a brave old golden lane. Little mama game is about to change. She'll be on covers over the world. She get it poppin', lockin', droppin' that birthday cake. Got a candle, need to blow that crazy flame away. I take my red, black card and my jewelry. Shawty is cool like the fire. Like fire, somebody call 911. Shawty, fire burning on the dance floor. Whoa, I gotta cool her down. She won't bring the room to ground on the dance floor. Whoa, she's fire burning, fire burning on the dance floor. That little shawty's fire burning on the dance floor. She's fire burning, fire burning on the dance floor. That little shawty's burning on the dance floor. She got that fire in the dance now. Make them fellas run around. Hey! No exit from the dance floor, so them boys want more. Hey! She got that fire in the dance now. Make them fellas run around. My day! Get in my room! Everybody! See that! Hey! No exit from the dance floor, so them boys want more. Whatever I, let's go! My damn! Let's she go! Get hey! Poppin', lockin', droppin' that birthday cake. Got a candle, need to blow that crazy flame away. Now take my red, black card and my jewelry. Shawty is cool like the fire. Cool like fire. Somebody call 911. Shawty, fire burning on the dance floor. Whoa, I gotta cool her down. She won't bring the room to ground on the dance floor. Whoa, she's fire burning, fire burning on the dance floor. That little shot is fire burning on the dance floor. She's fire burning, fire burning on the dance floor. That little shot is fire burning on the dance floor. Somebody call 911.
So it's all going down in California right now. There's a big, the gays are a bit fractured. They are a bit fractured in how they are approaching Proposition 8. There's the one group who says, wait until 2012. We will have everything together by 2012. Let's wait until 2012. Everyone will be on the same page. And it'll be a presidential election, so there'll be a much bigger turnout. So that's the one side. On the other side are the folks that are saying, what the heck are we waiting for? It's all about 2010. And so we were sent this story by one of our loyal listeners, John, out in California, and he said, can you please talk
about
this?
Thanks, John.
Thanks, John. And the story was that more than 80 activists from all across California met last Saturday, this past Saturday, as part of the California Coalition for Marriage Equality, an ad hoc group comprised of more than 75 organizations across the state that are dedicated to the single and common goal of restoring marriage equality in California as quickly as possible. And so they have this plan, and it's a really well thought out and all these different elements of this plan to go for 2010. But you have the folks that are on the other side. It's very contentious, that are saying, why don't we just chill out for a second and wait until 2012. What do you think? Do you think this is something, do we do these things as soon as possible? It's not like you can say, I think it's hard to say that, oh, let's ride the marriage equality wave, because New England and California are very different.
And they're not next to each other.
They are not even remotely next to each other.
Yeah.
So do we wait?
What do you think, Ken?
You know, I don't know.
I feel like you have an opinion.
I don't know that I do. I think that, I guess I still haven't really read the report that says this is why it didn't pass. And I don't think that that's ever truly been resolved. And I think that you have to answer that question first before you stumble. Stumble into going into 2010. But I'm also not in California and I don't really understand. It's a really big state with really different parts to it.
It's true.
I don't know.
It's like trying to guess what the entire East Coast would do.
Right.
You know? I mean, it's just...
Exactly, it's yeah. Because like, you have like the Reagan country, and then you have all these different parts of California. So, look, if these 75 different organizations are getting together and they feel like they have this plan to do this, but it just feels... Well, it feels too soon, but I guess it's still a year out, so maybe that's not so bad. I don't know.
Maybe.
I think the focus should... My hope is that you don't have to choose between restoring HIV and AIDS funding and marriage equality. But at the same time, I would like to see 75 organizations coming together to figure out how to fix what Governor Schwarzenegger has done to HIV and AIDS funding, which has been decimated. And your fill-in last week, guest host Jody, I thought said it really well and said, we're just going to have to now shift funding from prevention to treatment because it's just so screwed up. So not good. Not good. So I don't know.
No,
I don't know.
Not good.
I just know that there can't be this contention. So I think the 2010 people and the 2012 people need to get in a room and see who comes out. But it's really damaging. It would be very damaging for the 2010 folks if the opposition, whoever that may be, says, what are you talking about? There's this group that's not even supporting you right now that wants to wait because you're not ready for this yet. So,
right. Though it can't really hurt to just spread out a communication campaign over 2 years. I mean, 2 years is really not that long in the scheme of things.
But it's a year now.
They would only have
a year.
Or less than a year is the other option. Exactly. And that's, I don't know.
So I guess
I would vote for the longer period of time just because.
I don't know. But we're spoiled. And we've established
we're
in Vermont.
The opposition tends to, I don't know, we tend to take the wind out of their sails.
Right.
At some point, people just realize, oh, the world won't end if the gays get married. And
we need a united
maybe
front,
it's better
though.
To win some hearts instead of kind of...
So let us say this from Becca and Ken. If we go with 2010, 2012 people, you must get on board. Get on board. And you know who else needs to get on board in California? It's our favorite Californian of all the Californians. Who's our favorite Californian of all the Californians? We haven't talked about her in so long. Well, we love John. But our favorite
John
is former Miss California, who is suing.
I knew
suing.
You were going to go there.
She is suing Carrie Prejean. She is suing pageant officials for libel, slander, and religious discrimination. Court records show Prejean sued California pageant executive director Keith Lewis and actress and former Miss USA Shannon Mochler. Prejean's attorney says that his client was ousted because of controversial remarks where her and Perez Hilton, the gay hero, got into it. And his lawsuit claims that the pageant officials told Prejean to stop mentioning God. So you go, Carrie. You win your California Miss California lawsuit, and we'll keep talking about you. And I'm just thrilled that she's back in the news. I missed her. I didn't know what was going on with her. She has not called. She has not tweeted. So I'm just, I feel like I can sleep.
So do we have more music?
It's so sad that you're like, we got to transition to music. It's not good. It's not good. But yes, we do have more music, and we're going to play it for you.
I still think John's our favorite Californian.
Well, of course.
unless one of us has family members in California, and then sorry, John, but you're ousted.
Here we go.
Oh, baby, baby, have you seen Amy tonight? Is she in the bathroom? Is she smoking up outside? Oh, baby, baby, does she take a piece of lime for the drink that I'ma buy her? Do you know just what she likes? Oh, 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 tell me, have you seen her? Cause I'm so, oh, I can get her off of my brain. I just wanna go to the party, she gon' go. Can somebody take me home? Ha, ha, he, he, ha, ha, ha. Amy told me that she's gonna meet me up. I don't know where or when or now. They're closing up the club. I've seen her once or twice before. She knows my face, but it's hard to see with all the people standing in the way. Oh, oh, tell me, have you seen her? Cause I'm so, oh, I can get her off of my brain. I just wanna go to the party, she gon' go. Can somebody take me home? Ha, ha, he, he, ha, ha, ha. I've been waiting here forever. Oh, baby, baby, if you sleep with me tonight. Oh, baby, baby, we'll do whatever you like. Oh, baby, baby, baby. Oh, baby, baby, baby.
Britney Spears for you. Hey, you know who got married? It was in the news.
Who?
Denise Simmons, the mayor of Cambridge.
And she didn't even call or send flowers or anything.
She gets married and she has to send us flowers?
Yeah, I think so.
Work?
To apologize for
not
the fact that,
and
yeah, she didn't call.
And so for folks that don't know, Mayor Denise Simmons is the first ever African-American lesbian mayor in U.S. history. She appeared on our show back in, I want to say, January.
Ooh, I'm making my I'm not sure face.
And more recently, we queued up her interview on our highlight show, which we broadcast a few weeks back. So reading from the article, Denise Simmons, America's first black lesbian mayor, yesterday married her longtime partner, Maddie B. Hayes, at the historic St. Bartholomew's Episcopal Church in Cambridge, Massachusetts. She said it has, quote, been serving Cambridge's African-American community, this is the church, for over 100 years. And she believes that the mayor of American City believed it may have been, quote, the very first mainstream African-American church to hold a same-gender wedding. And that's something that just wouldn't have happened years ago. But times are changing and people are becoming more accepting of their fellow citizens.
And she's the mayor. I mean, well, it's also Massachusetts, but she's also the mayor.
She is the mayor. But that's so, that's just fantastic. That's
it fantastic. Is. So, congratulations or best wishes. What do you say again?
Happy marriage.
Happy marriage.
Have a.
I don't think that's what Miss Manners would say, but.
I don't know.
I don't think you're supposed to say congratulations because that implies that.
All right. So if you're listening in live right now, Becca's so, manning the instant messenger.
Best wishes to you, Mayor Simmons.
Yes. The screen name is This Show Is So Gay. Tell us what we're supposed to say. Happy marriage is what I'm voting for. Go gay.
Go gay.
There you go. Now, another really, really cool Vermont story. It's all going down in Vermont. It's all going down in Vermont.
I noticed.
A transgender teenager is lending his voice to a movement in Vermont to require the state's middle and high schools to offer genderless bathrooms. We love stories like this. We love stories of teenagers, of youth getting involved and making their voices heard because they do have a voice. So his name is Kyle Giard Chase. He's 16 years old, and he asked the Vermont Human Rights Commission last Thursday to endorse the effort. He said that before he came out last year as transgender, he was a three-sport athlete and the co-captain of the field hockey team, a girls' sport, at South Burlington High School. At an away game, he said he was verbally harassed and threatened by the members of the host school's football team for using the girls' restroom. The harassment only stopped when I was reduced to tears and told them I was, in fact, a female, said Kyle, now a senior. So that is just fantastic.
It
we
is.
Love that.
Well,
we
not
love
the
that
bullying. I, no, but not it's the bullying. Fantastic.
The bullying is bad.
The advocacy is good.
The advocacy is really good.
We need to have a trans rights month here.
On the show?
At This Show Is So Gay, yes.
What do we do for our trans rights month?
Invite some trans activists.
We should do that.
What do you think about that?
No, I'm totally all for that. So if folks have ideas for trans activists, trans celebrities, whoever you would like to see on the show, I'm telling you, you write to us on the Facebook.
You write to Ken on the Facebook.
You write to Ken.
I impulsively deleted my Facebook this weekend. I'm trying to be minimalist in life and just...
I'm not even... I'm keeping my mouth
I don't
shut.
Know. They have the fancy little restore button. So if you, anyone has an opinion about whether or not I should resurrect
like?
My
no, now
Facebook...
I'm fascinated. What's that like deleting it? Do they say, please don't? And
yeah, they make you kind of go through a few steps where they're like, are you really, really sure? Are you you know you'll be able to restore. Are you really sure? No one will... And then it's the worst thing ever. They put up pictures of a bunch of your friends. It's like, Ken will miss you.
Oh, no,
this show
don't.
Is so gay.
Oh,
we'll miss
on.
You.
That's
you
fantastic.
Won't be able to reach you. It was really, it almost made
I
me cry.
I love that Facebook does Jewish guilt.
It totally did.
And it's so funny. I always kind of have a sense of, you know, I'm a little OCD perhaps. So I always have a sense of the number of people in the Show So Gay Facebook group. And it went down by one yesterday. And every time it goes down, it's just a blow. It's just a blow to my ego.
You,
it's very
you
upsetting.
Just never suspected it was
I'm like,
me.
Oh, God, who left? What did we say on the air? Was it someone who works for AOL? Because we can take on AOL. Who was it that left? And then I realized, oh, it was Becca, the co-host that left the group. And
I think I might bring it back, but in a much shortened version.
I thought it was a really passive aggressive way of telling me that you didn't want to.
I'm never coming back. I was going to just stay in Plainfield, Vermont forever and yes. never come back.
Well, let's see. I don't want to do the show anymore. So I think what I'll do is just not tell him and
just I'll
just
unfriend him. No, I totally just blocked you. I'll make you feel better.
Well, you're not an officer
so,
anymore.
So everybody don't tell Ken that I'm still on Facebook. Okay. Cause he'll be hurt.
I will be hurt by that. I guess I wouldn't know if people have blocked me, but perhaps people have blocked me and I...
Yeah, they just disappear.
They just disappear.
But yeah, so if people have opinions, if you think getting rid of Facebook is the right thing to do, if you think I should bring it back, but in a, you know, slightly simpler
version.
Well,
they can't
version.
Tell you on Facebook. So
no, but they can tell me on Instant Messenger
tell
right now.
Messenger. Or send us an email at thisshowsogay@AOL.com. So I'm kind of ambivalent about sharing this story and talking about the story because I think I'm doing the exact opposite of what I'm gonna complain about.
Okay, who are you promoting that we don't want to promote?
I think I'm promoting the outing of a political figure, which is something that I'm really against.
Are we about to name names and stuff that yes. we might not want to do?
Well, it's not us. We didn't do it. I mean, this was a story that's hit the national media. But so the story is, and so I'm going to embrace it and just see where we go with this, that South Carolina's Lieutenant Governor Andre Bauer outed. That was the title of the article. And this was the article. A South Carolina politician with a lengthy anti-gay voting record who has repeatedly denied that he's gay, is lying. Sorry, I thought there was like another verb there, but they're just saying he is lying, according to blogger Mike Rogers. Rogers, whose work outing closeted politicians who vote anti-gay figures heavily in the documentary Outrage. We didn't see that, did we?
I don't think so.
You didn't see that.
No.
Outrage reports that South Carolina Lieutenant Governor Andre Bauer has reportedly flirted with several gay men, and one source claims to have had sex with him. I didn't know we still do... I guess, you know, I kind of read about Outrage, even though I just got the name of the movie wrong. I had read about it when it came out, but I didn't know we still did that, the whole outing of politicians.
Well, I think people really only do it to politicians who have been very anti-gay. But
yeah, I get the whole, hypocrisy. We right. must highlight hypocrisy.
But at the same time, you want to show respect for people the same way you would hope that they'd respect you.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
I just feel like...
it's icky. I don't like it.
It's very icky. We're not about the outing. I feel like that someone really needs to out themselves. And sure, one would hope that they're not espousing all of these anti-gay views, if they are indeed gay. But at the same time, I bet there's a reason for that. And I bet they have some problems. And I bet they are in an unsafe climate. So, I don't know. Let's not do the outing, right? Don't you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like the idea of outing people.
Yeah. So,
I mean, maybe if they're really, really rotten.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think that's really dangerous ground.
Yeah,
I think it's really dangerous ground. I feel like that's pretty dicey.
It is.
That's pretty dicey.
No, I agree. I think.
You know who else had an anniversary yesterday? Meg Mott. Come on, Meg Mott.
I know who Meg Mott is.
Meg Mott is a professor of politics at Marlborough College, and it is so ironical that her anniversary. I can do new words. It's so
yes,
ironical that her 18-year anniversary was on the same day that Vermont gay marriage became legal, because Meg has been an outspoken critic, not necessarily of gay marriage, but of the pressure for her to get married because it's not an interest of hers. So I
well,
love
you're just
that those two things happened at the same time.
Assuming that it was an accident.
Which?
That it happened to fall on her anniversary.
No, I think this anniversary was 18 years ago. They never could have known that gay marriage in Vermont was going to happen on that very same day.
No, maybe the legislature
did. Oh, you think that they took into... Oh, you went the whole
like
other direction.
Secretly corresponding.
Oh, my gosh. I thought you were saying
she
Meg
is
Mott.
Pretty cool.
She
I mean,
very
she
cool.
might be in cahoots.
So you think September 1st is... It's yeah. not just Meg Mott got married on... or had her anniversary on Vermont Gay Marriage Day. You
no,
think
Vermont
that Vermont
Gay Marriage
happened on Meg Mott Day.
Yeah, that's why we had to wait a couple months. Was we had to wait for that anniversary to come around.
I'm going to do some research, because that's a pretty hardcore theory that you just put out there. That's a pretty hardcore theory.
Meg, you know what my office email is. Feel free.
To confirm or deny.
or yell.
Tickets are selling like hotcakes for Notes for Life. Notes for Life is on 1010, which is just fun to say. It's on 1010. 10-10-09. It would have been cool if it was on 10-10-10.
I know, you have.
But I'm not. I don't think I'm doing this event again next year because, oh my God, it's a lot of work. But it's going to be just an incredible, incredible night. You've heard us talk about it before. You'll hear us talk about it pretty much every show. And truly, we keep getting the same question, and I'll keep answering it because I'm thrilled that people are asking. We know that you're far away. We know we get thousands of listeners a week, and you're from all over the country, some from all over the world. We know that you're not going to be able to come to Brattleboro, Vermont, and we love that you want to be supportive. And truly, 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 the way to do that is to buy a ticket. And you go to notesforlife.net. It's FORNOTESFORLIFE.net. Which is NET, not COM, not ORG. And you just buy
Stop
a ticket.
Stop confusing everyone. Sorry. What is it?
It's notesforlife.net. And you can buy a ticket, and the surcharge is next to nothing. And on the section where it says, do you want your tickets held for you at the box office and under what name, you just put that you are sponsoring a ticket. So you really, really can be involved in this event. We would love to just raise, I'm telling you folks, the goal is to raise $25,000 for two AIDS-related organizations that so, so desperately need it. We're not really, you know, my thing is not so much asking for money. I like people giving their time more than they give their money.
Yes.
So recognize that it's a little weird that I'm sitting here asking for money. But please, please, please give money. I think it's like with the surcharge, it ends up being $26.32 to buy a ticket. So it's really, really affordable. It will help out the AIDS Project of Southern Vermont. And our California listeners, please, please buy a ticket, because the money will be split between the AIDS Project of Southern Vermont and the San Francisco AIDS Foundation.
We're bridging the nation.
We are bridging. This show, So Gay, is bridging the nation. So please do that. If you can't do that and you're looking to donate your time, I highly, highly encourage you to seek out an AIDS-related organization in your area, or do the AIDS Life Cycle next year, which I'm already registered. Becca and I will
Are
be
you
in,
really?
No, I am. I registered on the event, the last day of this year's event. We signed up. Now, Andrew signed up too, but I don't think he can go because he's got nursing school.
Oh, man. Are you going to be a roadie again?
I'm going to be a roadie because there's no way I can train for the bike part given the end of the semester. I honestly think I could do it. I've been biking a lot more. I just don't really enjoy biking that much. I'm a runner. I love running
miles
and miles.
You could absolutely do commencement on a little exercise bike.
Just be up on the stage. Yeah. In my long flowy robe.
The flowy robe will cover it.
I don't know.
We'll just put Meg Mott in front of you.
We're going to dedicate this show
to Meg Mott.
To Meg Mott. So check that out. The other thing that we want to hear from folks is what you are doing, to be active. We've started receiving a ton of emails with different ideas of how folks are being active in their LGBT community. And in preparation for our show in 2 weeks with Amy Balliot, who is just an amazing, amazing activist, we would like to present on that show different ways that you are being active, from the small to the medium to the large. Small being that you bought a ticket for notesforlife.org. Notesforlife.net. I keep screwing up the name. I know. This is why we're...
Ken,
you know,
you're the one in charge.
Notesforlife.net. So please send us an email, thisshowsogay@aol.com, and tell us how you are being active. And hopefully you will share that, and that will then inspire all these other folks. And then they'll be active. And this is how we start the ball rolling. So let us know, let us know, let us know. What else? Did you have any other gay stories that were out there in this week's news that you wanted to share with people?
Everything was overshadowed by Vermont for
it
me.
It was. It was. And those Westboro church people were out there, and they were picketing, and they were saying gay marriage, Vermont, bad. So we like free speech. We like that people
they
can
have
free speech.
They had some interesting quotes.
Did they?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I kind of like protest signs, but
yeah.
Yeah. But I got pulled down to D.C. for quite a few protests as a kid, so maybe I'm just brainwashed. I don't, you know, I really do. I like watching both sides because I think that being active is so important that even if they're against whatever I'm there for, it's kind of like, hey, at least they showed up.
Now, is there a gay element to your academia, this degree that you are going to
There probably will be,
up?
But there is not right now.
What are you thinking about studying?
Well, right now I'm working on bioethics and technology.
Wow,
which
I don't
obviously
even know
could
what that
go
means.
Into transgender issues and gender issues and all
now
sorts
there,
of good stuff.
There, I will say that, I feel bad that I didn't watch them. I read that there's a new set of the public service announcements from Think Before You Speak that are all about not using That's So Gay anymore.
Unless you're talking about our show. Maybe we should call them and be like, we'll do one. Yeah. We'll tell everybody.
I haven't watched them
yet. We're so excited to hear all these high schoolers talking about our show.
Yeah. I haven't watched them yet because I'm really nervous that they're going to be like the last set. And I had a huge problem with the last set. And so I'm nervous to
watch
them.
What was your problem?
My problem was they were great and they highlighted the issue.
Ken.
Thank you. that the whole premise was stop describing things as so gay. And it's really easy to do because no one means anything by it. So they don't mean anything by it. And that's the exact opposite of everything that my research said. So I don't know.
Well, you need to publish so that.
I know.
Get on top of that so that the word will spread. You should write to them. Be like, not only does my research.
You know, the other thing I really want to study, I'm just sharing my academic pursuits right now.
Bring it on.
There was this gentleman named, he still is named to this. He's a professor at Westchester Community College named Dick Jaswinski. And he did a study in the mid-90s, I want to say, where he collected data on college students, alcohol, and other drug use using the CORE survey, which is this pretty standard tool that all these different schools use. And so he collected data of LGBT students. I think actually it was just lesbian and gay students. I don't even know if there were the B's and the T's, but their alcohol and other drug use, and then compared it to national averages. And I was thinking that I really would like to replicate his study 15 years later and see if there are any differences. So that's...
Oh, that would be interesting.
I think it would be. So I'm looking around for different funding online. Last year I found a ton of LGBT funding or funding for LGBT research, and for some reason I can't find the sites anymore. So
because the funding isn't
I know.
There
I, my
anymore,
hope is that
Ken.
That's not what it is, but so if you want to fund my research and I will name the study after you, or it could be the Becca study.
You're just gonna study me?
Yeah. No, it could be the Becca funded study. So if you want to either fund my research or more realistically, if you see any funding for LGBT research, it's really, really important that we do more LGBT research, and even more important that Ken Schneck gets money. That's really the important thing. You know, the other thing that I've been thinking about a lot, and I was
What are you thinking about, Ken?
I was talking to my sister, Melissa, right before I got on the air. And the toughest part about this week for me has been, so it's for folks that are on a whole different calendar, this is the start of an academic year. So
I forget. People forget
really
that,
tired.
Actually. Yeah. Other people.
We know people are on a different schedule, but for Becca and I, this is the start of a year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Lashana Tova. So
we're just going to have like three New Years every year. That's
every
awesome.
Single year. So I'm seeing all these people that I haven't seen in a really long time, that being 3 months. And the question that I keep getting over and over, and no ill will, I'm not finding fault with anyone who has asked me this, but the question is, what's going on with the adoption? And there's no answer. There's no answer. There's no, where's your baby? And we don't know. And so just kind of, we're still getting the questions about, what country are you adopting from?
And well, you know the answer to that one.
Well, the answer is it's got to be the U.S. because there's no country where the two of us can jointly adopt. And if we're wrong about that and we're misinformed, someone should probably tell us. But we've done our research and this is the only country where we can legally adopt. And I don't know. I don't know where our baby is. We're waiting for a woman to look at these different birth books. We made a birth book. I should put it on our website because it's really entertaining. We made this. Did you see our birth book?
You should give one to me. Maybe I'll be inspired to get pregnant and hand you a kid.
That, not turning that down. did you see our birth book?
I don't know. The whole pregnancy thing seems really stressful. Like I might want to like drink a lot, which I hear is a no-no.
So if anyone else wants to have a baby
I'm kidding.
Gosh, how
please
crazy would
do
that
not
be?
Send hate mail. That was a kidding. You can't see my
fetal
face.
Alcohol syndrome. So a couple different things, a call to action for our listeners. If you want to have a baby for Andrew and I, great. Wait, so I'm sorry. Have you seen our birth book?
I have not.
So basically we're waiting for some
I heard it was
woman...
like an extended dating profile
yes.
in book
form.
Yes.
Oh, it totally feels like a match.com thing. Or what is it? What is it called?
Compatible partners.
Compatiblepartners.com.
You should make a cover that says compatible babies.
Yeah. Oh God. We're waiting for some woman to go through different birth books and essentially say, let's see. I could go with the Mormons couple in Utah. Huh. I could definitely go with the Catholic couple in San Diego. You know what? I'm going to go with the gay vegetarian Jews in Vermont. I mean, that's...
hey, there, that's you never know. For.
And that's what... And that if is exactly what
there is going to be
says.
A gay vegetarian Jew somewhere who will just look at your book and be like, oh my God.
These are the people that I want.
Perfect.
I know. Perfect. I don't know. So that's what we're waiting on. So that's been really hard, just kind of reminding...
How could they say no to you?
Well, maybe they can just say no to the... two-dimensional representations of us, just the flat us. Maybe my
we need our PR people who helped us with our wonderful. This show is so gay.
Oh,
stuff.
Do you think that?
Yeah, we should have them redo your book.
Redo our book.
Yeah.
Switch FX. We get that question Switch all the time, FX. And I hope I say it enough. SwitchFX.com are the folks that design not only the This Show is So Gay logo.
But they'll be redesigning Kevin Andrews' baby book.
But they also designed the Notes for Life logo, which will soon be a T-shirt that will be for sale at Notes for Life on 1010.
And if you want to do a one-minute ad as to why people should select Kevin Andrews,
I'm telling you, that
we'll
would
get
be
it
great.
Nationwide. And
so our thanks to the folks over at SwitchFX, Diana, John, and their wonderful staff over there who designed all these logos for us for free. And again, this is a great example of folks that are supporting the community, that are taking time out to support the community. They, Diana, John, their whole staff over there, just amazing, amazing allies. So our thanks to SwitchFX.com who have donated their services to us. And that's, I don't know, Becca, I think that's...
That's all, folks.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
So drop us an email at thisshowssogay@aol.com. Sign on to the Facebook. Someone please take Becca's place because she's off. Who dropped off the book? Oh, it's the co-host.
All right. I'll at least make a little placeholder, Thank Becca. You. How about that?
Thank you. So we hope that you will be able to get here. Get it? Get here. We're going to be playing a song
get
in two
it.
Seconds.
Get it?
Get here. Some foreshadowing. Get here for Notes for Life. And if you can't, please, please buy a ticket at notesforlife.net. Support, support, support. Get out there.
Do stuff.
Do stuff.
Do gay stuff.
Do gay stuff. Start your academic year. Go to class.
Do your homework.
Do your homework.
I'm doing my homework.
I'm very hardcore about attendance. If you're thinking about taking my class this semester, folks, I told people today, you cannot just...
So if you flatter him about the show and go to Notes for Life,
I'll totally,
he'll totally let you off the hook.
I'm easy. RateMyProfessor.com. Ken Schnack apparently is easy. Oh, that's not going to come out right at all.
No.
Anyway, get out there, folks. Do amazing things. Do amazing, amazing things. And remember, why be gay when you can be so gay?
I don't care how you get here. can.